now podcast audio is recording. All right, Facebook Live podcast audio. Let's bring it on down and bring it on in. We got them colored boys that'll hit you in the chin, boy. Listen here.
You're so violent. Violent.
I don't fucking bother people about their receipts at Walmart. I bet you I don't do that.
Now, sisters and brothers, we know we got over by the blood, the sweat, and the tears of sheroes and heroes, some whose names we know and some whose names we do not know. But I'm going to tell you something. We have been here before. Now, the only difference is we got some company, Rev. We got our gay lesbian sisters and brothers with us this time. We got our Hispanic, Asian, Native American sisters and brothers with us this time. I think Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King said we may not have gotten here on the same ship, but we are in the same boat right now.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
All right. I don't really have that solid all right. I don't. For like 2 years, I was like, I'm going to make a word, and I have not. So you don't get an all right. Welcome to the fucking wine cellar. It is what it is. we'll see. Hopefully I can hang in for an hour. For people who have been following, I got my iron infusion today. I'm very excited. So I'm on the way to recovery, I think, a little bit. We have news. We have headlines. We're going to talk about Starbucks. We're going to talk about racism. We have some misogynoir stories. And, yeah. Oh, and a little Nina Turner clapback, if you will. Deborah Messing tried to talk shit to her on Twitter.
Deborah Messing tried to pop shit at
Nina Turner. Which...
All right, it's, you got it. Sure, yeah. Go ahead, host it up, nigga.
So, I'm
doing engineering.
So, actually, like, I have to kind of, like, backtrack with the story a little bit, because this is, like, that, this is the age we're in, right? Everyone has the fucking attention span of a tweet, and nobody wants to fact check anything. So, somebody said something about Nina Turner said that Nina Turner didn't actually say, and someone retweeted it. And then someone else retweeted it, and then Deborah Messing saw it. So it was like this really bizarre game of telephone, but, you know, lie on a black woman version. So, yeah, it was fun. So someone on Twitter who goes by @BMAZ, BMAZ, I guess, is a criminal defense attorney and civil rights attorney. So let's just start with that. They are a civil rights attorney. Who then proceeded to promptly lie about Christ. Nina Turner is on CNN exhibiting her deep concern about the search warrant executed on Michael Cohen and equating it with FBI actions on MLK. It takes a lot to out stupid man on dog Santorum, and Turner effortlessly passed him by a mile. What a nutbag. This person is a civil rights attorney, and they just lied about a black woman. That's a great start, right? Yeah. That's a good start.
It could be. To the person on the Blog Talk Radio that dialed in 727, Just go to the Facebook Live, facebook.com, and then the page is winecellarmedia.com, and we're on the Facebook Live right now. And you can leave a comment in the comments section. This isn't really a call-in show. And even if it was, we don't call in while we're doing the headlines. We don't.
Yeah, there's nothing to say yet.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about the stories you haven't covered.
So that person made that tweet. And then Matthew Chapman, who writes for... oh, where did it go? They're for Share Blue and Dem Work for USA. So they're affiliated with the party. They work for the party. Said, are you kidding me? And just retweeted it. Nobody's fact checked it yet.
Dem Work for USA.
Yeah.
Just Dem Work. It Dem sounds work. Like some country shit.
Dem Work for us.
Dem Work for USA.
Dem Work for us.
Dem Work for USA.
And then Deborah Messing sees it, still hasn't watched the clip, and retweets the guy who says, are you kidding me? And says, what the hell? And adds Nina Turner. A Republican judge saw evidence that convinced him a crime was in progress. What are you doing? You're defending Trump's lying rants? Not a good look.
And Deborah Messing is the pretty convincing actor that portrays the fictional character Grace from the Will and Grace program.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Nina Turner said, what's your problem? Don't ever think you can come for me. Watch the clip. The premise of Jake Tapper's question to me was about civil liberties in a global context, not just the current situation with Cohen Trump. Moreover, you don't tell me what to say or think. And Messing has not yet responded. But I'm sure she's working on a snappy little tweet.
Why can't niggas just say my bad? You know how easy my bad is?
It's only two words.
And it's not, it sounds more authentic than I'm sorry. Everyone says I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Especially cis and trans women say I'm sorry. So that's like expected. Like, and then especially if you do a long drawn out, then it's like that. Oh, that's obviously your fucking publicist wrote that.
Uh-huh.
Or if you do the fucking, the Louis C.K. one where he just kept saying, people that admire me and I disappointed them, they just admire me and they think I'm so fantastic and I disappointed them. Like, a nigga wrote a love letter to himself and called it an apology to someone else. That shit was weird.
So that happened on Twitter. That just amused me a little bit. So let's see. For headlines, we're definitely not going to get to all these. Cops have identified a dismembered body found in Brooklyn Park. We will get to that one because that one appears to be a sex worker story. A lawyer who attacked a family in St. Thomas with a baseball bat and an anti-Muslim rant is not going to jail because awesome. Texas school district gave its teachers tiny baseball bats to stop shooters. That sounds like it's going to be amazing. I just want to know how that's going to work in real life. We'll find out soon enough, I'm sure, at the rate we're going. Attorney who stuffed a dead coworker into a suitcase is convicted.
No punchline.
No punchline.
You
no.
You can't come on fast enough for that. Attorney yes. Stuffed dead coworker
in a suitcase.
I don't know. Like, suitcase, you could make a punchline, you could use the word case, kind of double entendre it.
Oh, I'm sorry I put that in your life, all right? Although we might cover that story, because that's actually like a healthy dose of misogyny. Not just that he killed her, but he killed her because she wouldn't date him.
I thought this was man on man.
No.
But this was actually very normal.
Yes, it was very, very normal. And then what else have I got in here? They're all so sad today.
Oh, well, you want to go to some shit I had packed away?
Hold on, let me see what else I've got. we have a little environmental news about lions in a wildlife park. Oh, we do have the attempted white terrorist who accidentally blew himself up.
Didn't that happen in 2013 or 14 too?
Yes.
Yeah, some fella just gone and, like, blowed his arm off or something. Like, fucking around in his basement with his bombs and guns.
Yeah, this one is actually... The way he actually died is he set off an explosion that caved in his roof, and the roof caved on him, so he just smothered to death.
The roof was on fire.
Yes.
He didn't have no water, so that motherfucker burned.
So that one happened. That's a little more fun. A Chicago cop is now... Yes.
One more. Hey, white man, it's supposed to raise the roof, not cave it in. Okay, my bad.
Hashtag good cops doing what they normally do. Chicago cop is now officially accused of framing 51 people on murder charges.
Oh, yeah. Well, a New Jersey cop was hired after stabbing and then kept job after new rape and violence charges.
Well, that's what they do.
He's New Jersey. He's naughty by nature.
Protecting and serving the community.
He likes to stab people because he's a red man.
Wow.
What? There's a lot of treachery going on with that guy.
Really? 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 That's the one you went for?
What? Jesus Christ over here.
First lawsuit has been filed under the New York City revenge porn laws, and a prominent lawyer in a fight for gay rights was found dead after setting himself on fire. White people are having some fire issues this week.
Wait a second. Those words come at us too fast. Yes. I'm sure there's someone tuned in or checking out the archive that's like, say it again for me too. What was that headline?
Prominent lawyer in fight for gay rights is found dead after setting himself on fire.
So he was on the right side.
He was on the right side and opted to commit suicide by setting himself on fire.
And this is recent.
Yeah, like a couple days ago in New York. I think they found him in Central Park.
God damn, did he leave a note?
He did.
What'd he say?
Oh, you want to do that one
yeah,
right now?
Yeah, fuck it, lead off. Shit, there you go. That's your lead off story.
Okay.
Holy shit.
All right, so a lawyer nationally known for being a champion of gay rights died after setting himself on fire in Prospect Park in Brooklyn early Saturday morning and leaving a note. Telling people to lead less selfish lives as a way to protect the planet. The remains of lawyer David S. Buckle, age 60, were found near Prospect Park West in a field near baseball diamonds and the main loop used by joggers and bikers. Mr. Buckle left a note in a shopping cart not far from his body and also emailed it to multiple outlets, including the New York Times. Buckle was the lead attorney in the Brandon v. County of Richardson case, in which a Nebraska County sheriff was found liable for failing to protect Brandon Tina, a transgender man who was murdered in Falls City. Hilary Swank won an Academy Award for the portrayal of the movie in Boys Don't Cry. Remember that movie? You remember the case?
I wrote a song called Boys Don't Cry. No, I actually don't know.
Oh, yeah.
That
was like a super fucked up kid because it was one of those like small towns and it was a trans man and had, yeah. You know, transitioned and was just constantly like being bullied and shit on. And the police were like, we don't actually care. And then, of course, he eventually got murdered. And I think, like, they won the civil suit, but like because it was just such a fucking bigoted ass county, they awarded Brandon's family like $100 or some shit. Like, it was like some super petty shit. Yeah. So there was that case. And then while serving as a marriage project director and senior counsel at Lambda Legal, a national organization that fights for the civil rights of the LGBTQIA community, Buckle was the strategist behind the same-sex marriage cases in New Jersey and Iowa. Friends said after he left the organization, he also became involved in environmental causes, which he alluded to in his note, and his reason he decided to end his life by self-immolation with fossil fuels. Weirdest fucking protest death ever.
Shit, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. What? Mm-hmm. In his note, he said, pollution ravages our planet, oozing inhabitability via air, soil, water, and weather. Most humans on the planet now breathe air made unhealthy by fossil fuels, and many die early as a result. My early death by fossil fuel reflects what we are doing to ourselves. Yeah.
I mean, that nigga's kind of ill. I guess the shit nigga went out as an activist.
There are many ways that I do not want to die, and self-immolation is on the top of that fucking list.
Yeah, I got nothing. That's just an ill story.
Yeah.
That's just ill. Yeah, man. Shit, I don't even care about the fucking stuff I had.
Yeah. Oh, and then, oh, there's more. His note continues. He discussed the difficulty of improving the world, even for the how difficult it is to improve the world, and also said privilege is derived from the suffering of others. I like that quote. Privilege is derived from the suffering of others. Many who drive their own lives to help others often realize they do not change what causes they need the need for their help, noting that donating to organizations is not enough. And noting that he was privileged in good health to the final moment, Buckle said he wanted death to lead to increased action. Honorable purpose in life invites honorable purpose in death. The police say Buckle was pronounced dead at 6:30 a.m. in what they have called a suicide. You gotta love pop-ups. So he was pronounced dead in suicide. And Susan Sommer, former attorney for Lambda Legal, said that Buckle was one of the architects of freedom in the marriage equality movement. He deserves tremendous respect for recognizing the many ways. More quotes. I want to see if they have any more of his letter in here. Mm-hmm. It appears that's all they have of the letter. And then it's just all the people who loved him and appreciate him and are saying don't forget him. So, yeah, that's how he went out.
Shit, did it, what was the age?
60.
60, yeah, he's probably ready to go. It's like, I did my fucking thing. You know, I want to go out, you know, before it's fucking, you know, hard to hit the staircase. Yeah. Might be hard to hit the staircase now.
Shit.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look. And then it's just in the chat room, non-usual names in the chat space. Oh. There's a Dora Loco posted up in the joint, agreeing, saying, just say my bad. And
that's someone we know. They just had a name change.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then there's Amy Loco, who just thinks that it's funny that I laugh. It's not funny.
It's kind of funny.
She's laughing at me. It's
kind of funny.
Ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Got some 94 proof bourbon because I got problems.
Yes.
All right. Let's take a look at what some of these colored fellers are getting into around here. What?
What?
Are you unhappy about that fact?
I don't know. Should I be?
Shit. What else do you have? Because there's this one that's just fucking funny to me. It's somebody who was arguing for Confederate History Month. And while he was arguing for it,
oh god,
he said "nigger" like right there in the. I think it's like a city council,
mm-hmm.
or a city council or a county board. It was some, you know, small government space that he was taking up in, and it was amusifying. And for some reason, the computer is a wee bit slowed.
Oh,
and you gotta, and folks, remind anybody tuned in, if you like interact with me on the Facebooks or something like that, remind me, I've gotta go on the Amazon.com and get an, Fallon Matthew, FallonKitty.com, and Brittany Monet, they have a couple more books that I wanna go ahead and snatch up. And, you know, just black niggas. And I'm black niggas, so I wanna buy them black niggas books. So, yeah, I want to do that, but fucking remind me because I fucking forget. I work 12-hour days, come home, do the podcast, get hammered, and then I die, and then I get revisited by life, and then I fucking couldn't do it again. What?
That sounds like there was a lot of metaphors happening.
Confusing metaphors. No, I actually don't die. All right, so this off a website called carbonated.tv, posted by Shafak Navid, and it's Commissioner Larry Johnson, now former commissioner, and he gets up there and he's just trying to, you know, tell you about some stuff, man, about, you know, trying to get Confederate History Month going on.
What's the pleasure, board?
You're the chairman. What's your pleasure?
I think there's a time and a place, and I don't think this is the time.
It's the proclamation. It's, why wouldn't we talk about it?
Okay.
All right, so they got some proclamations going on.
I told you at that time that they were white folks. Mm-hmm. They were black folks.
You see, now this guy, the white dude is apparently like some sort of like politically friends with the black dude. The white dude's at the podium and he's just trying to tell you what's going on, how it was in the old days, man. You know how it was, man. Listen here. And he's speaking directly to Mr. McCord, the black man.
Put on you a long time ago, and you're talking about saluting the flag or pledging allegiance to the flag. You remember when you would not pledge allegiance to the American flag?
I do recall.
You remember you and I went out into the, when you wouldn't salute the flag, I started wearing my Confederate belt buckle. You remember?
I don't think.
He said, when you wouldn't salute the flag, I started wearing my Confederate belt buckle.
Because that makes sense.
Yeah. And then the black man is like, what? Hold on.
I like that he has tired, Negro voice. Like, he just knows the bullshit's coming. He's like, I do recall. All right, nigga.
Yeah, because, I forgot. I mean, I know it's in one of those states, you know, Tennessee, Mississippi, Kentucky. They're all the fucking same thing. And the voice.
I think this was Georgia.
Georgia? On your mind?
Yes.
All right.
Georgia Brown?
I think so. There was a time.
But you and I went out there, and I was going to say we stood toe-to-toe and head-to-head, but ain't no way we stood head-to-head.
That's true.
So. All right. We just stand toe-to-toe.
Okay.
And we talked, and I told you where I came from, and we had an understanding, and you understood me much better after that, and we served together.
Now, I love that in the video, you know, there's the guy at the podium, there's the people on the board sitting back in their chairs, and then just in frame, there's a pair of chucks from somebody who was apparently chilling the fuck out. That's all you see in their body is their ankle and their chucks, and they are fucking chilling.
Felt pretty good after
that.
I told you at that time that they were white folks, they were black folks when I was...
All right, when he was growing up, there were white folks and there were black folks.
Uh-huh.
All right, he's trying to get Confederate History Month going on here now, or I think that he's trying to get something confederized.
Mm-hmm, Confederate right. History Month.
It's a whole confederation of whatnots and what have you.
Well, maybe if we actually gave them Confederate History Month, they could fucking acknowledge that the Confederacy fought the war for slavery.
No, they really, you know what they would do? They would fucking get hammered off their asses and crash their trucks into their trucks.
I'm not opposed.
They wouldn't die. White men never die as much as they're supposed to.
Yeah, but they voted to repeal everyone's health care, so enjoy that hospital bill.
No, they don't care because they own their houses and they get bank loans easy and just live through the debt. And then they get the hookup from their friend down at the Citgo on some Citgo. Diesel.
Ooh, not the Citgo.
There was white trash, my family, and there was Niggertown. I live next to Niggertown.
All right, there was white trash, his family, and then there was Niggertown, and he lived next to Niggertown. All right? There was white folks, and there was black folks. White trash and Niggertown. I like that as Nigger Town. Like, it's not even the people. It's just a place. It's just a place.
Yes.
There might be niggers there.
You live next to what town?
Nigger Town, son. I'm telling you.
You say Nigger Town, son. He son it. Nigger Town, son.
Nigger Town, son.
That's the what town?
Nigger Town, son. I'm telling you. Now that changed.
Nigger Town, son, I'm telling you. Help me dress the Nigger Town.
No longer white trash, and they're no longer called that. Now, wait a minute.
Hold on one second. Let's record.
Now, hold on one second. And I wish Duke wasn't so up on the microphone. Like, the audio was bad because of, like, he fucking has the microphone up his nose. All right, you can take a look here.
Or let him have his minute, please. Mr. McCord, please.
What did,
now,
what
if
did
that's
he
offensive,
just,
I apologize you, for being it, offensive, but I told
Mr.
you that.
Mr. McCord,
then.
Please.
Now, let me just
the black dude is just it. Laughing. He's like, why I got to deal with this?
That's fucking, all I did was fucking do everything they said I should do. I should go to college and work hard and take things serious, and I got to sit here and listen to this dude ramble about Nigger Town. That's what you did.
You said something about the flag.
I didn't say you were offensive.
It's my time to speak. You said something about the flag. I gave you, some of you, some stuff last year when I was here for you to go home and study and read.
Oh, he just do this every year?
Yep. and he gave to go home and study and read. There's five more minutes left in that clip, but just the fucking the white trash and the nigger town is the standout. I fucking loved it, and I was like, I don't care how old this story is. When we go live again, I'm keeping that link up, and I'm fucking playing it because I fucking dig it, man.
Oh my god.
There's white trash, and there's nigger town.
Whew.
You know what? Yeah. You want to pop the telephone to see what happens?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's see what happens. 314, do you have a brief comment? Your microphone is hot.
Yeah, I have a comment listening to you, your remarks. But me personally, I don't have any problem with Confederacy. How they nor the monuments. Those are American soldiers who happened to fight many wars, which included the American Civil War. L. Lee fought the Mexican-American War. If they hadn't won that, Texas and Florida would look different than what it is today. Stonewall Jackson fought in the Spanish-American War. And, you know, you had blacks that fought on both sides who would come together and go out on the Western frontier and fight the Indian Wars, protecting settlers as they trekked west and came to be known Buffalo Soldiers. But you was talking, and also on these holidays, you'd be surprised with all the ethnic celebrations that they have in this country. Of course, the Daughters of the Confederacy have their celebration. I am African-American, by the way. And, you know, there's all sorts of Confederate. But on this deal with this incident at Starbucks, if I'm understanding, did the manager come and ask the guys why they were sitting there or something to that effect? And why couldn't they just tell the manager that they was waiting on their other guests? And maybe things would have went a little bit different.
All right, we didn't cover that story yet. You want to bring it up now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's bring up that story. I tend to work 60 plus hours a week, so Phoenix Kalita, you have most of the stories going. You tend to know right. What's going on in general.
Right. So here's the thing. A lot of folks, okay, so if you don't know what happened at this point, there were two black men in a Starbucks in Philadelphia, and the manager called the police on them, and they got detained, arrested, taken down, and then eventually released. There's been a lot of speculation, and people are saying, oh, well, they were probably being belligerent, or they were asked to leave, or they weren't paying customers, so they didn't, you know, they didn't have a right to be there. So here's the thing. The person who actually shot the video of the guys getting arrested did an interview with a local ABC outlet and says that her name is Lauren. She shot the video of the two men being arrested at the Starbucks just before 5 p.m. April 12th. By the way, they got arrested at 5 p.m. They didn't get out of jail until almost 2 a.m. Fun fact. And she said the incident began after the man asked to use the bathroom, and they were told it was only available to paying customers. And after that, the men continued quietly hanging out, chatting, and waiting for a friend when officers entered the restaurant and asked the two men to leave and said they would trespassing if they did not leave. The young men asked why they were being told to leave without giving a reason, and told the officers they were waiting for their friend to arrive and offered to call that friend to prove they had legitimate business at the coffee house. At that point, the officers took them into custody and arrested them. The friend for whom the men were waiting for attempted to intervene, but police told him that the men were not paying customers and thus were trespassing. So, a couple things going on. Number one, they were never asked by the manager to leave. The manager just straight up went to calling the police on them. Secondly, Starbucks has what they call third place policy, in which they won't actually kick you out even if you are not a paying customer. That is what they teach their managers. That is what they teach their baristas. That is what they teach everyone on staff. That the only thing is you can't let people use the bathroom if they haven't purchased anything, but anyone is allowed to hang out there. So they weren't actually trespassing. They were following the rules that Starbucks itself has set up. Yet, because of racism and the way things go, it's assumed that they were belligerent or that they broke a rule. They didn't. And it's also worth noting, in the cafe at that time, there were other white people who hadn't yet purchased anything who were not arrested or asked to leave. So, that's the story.
Well, I heard that when the manager came over and talked to one, one said that...
Who told you that?
Well, I know my rights.
Oh, wait, yeah, you said you heard...
It was on talk show.
What was your source?
A talk show this morning.
Yeah, but who? Whose talk show? Mm-hmm.
It was a BTR talk show this morning, Brian the Hammer. And that's what I heard. So I wasn't there. And if it hadn't been me, I would have, like I said, would explain to the manager what I was doing. They still asked me to go out. I would have went out until my friend came. And you can kind of understand some of the jitteriness with Starbucks with the recent incidents they've had in different cities around the corner. Three people shot in Chicago, and D.C. had three people killed in that Starbucks. So I don't know. It's kind of hard to call. But hopefully everything, and I don't say it's racism. I think it was blacks also sitting in the Starbucks that was being served too. Might have been one of Magic Johnson's franchise. I think he owns about 200 of them, or someone said he sold them off in order to take interest in the Los Angeles Dodgers. So hopefully everything works out fine, and you guys continue on with your show.
Thank you. Why do they always find us? Huh. All right. So
okay,
anyways.
Off. All right. That was awkward. That was weird, because it's just, because I was like, because you know me, names.
Like, that's
what
the thing.
Source?
And honestly,
what
that's
show?
The thing, which I think is just really speaks to how prevalent, like, anti-blackness is that you don't have to have names. It's just, well, I heard from somebody who heard from somebody who said that they were belligerent, or that they were asked to leave, or they wouldn't explain why they were there. They were being mouthy. And it's like, but the actual witnesses there aren't saying that. Why aren't the actual witnesses saying that? The person who was recording it said none of that happened. And people are still like, well, I don't know, but I heard. Which is like, when your racism or your anti-blackness is so intact, you're willing to actually think white people are lying. Like you would rather say white women are lying than acknowledge the fact that maybe the manager overreacted in calling the cops.
Ah.
It's wild. It's wild. And then, it's in the show notes, there's that crappy fake apology from the CEO.
No.
Yeah.
You want me to pull it up? I was getting the books, because the folks in the chat room, they wanted the links to Brianna Monet's books and Fallon Matthews' books.
Well, yeah, if you want to do the audio, because it's a video.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Folks, I'm going to get you those links if you're still tuned in there, but... Phoenix Kalita, Miss Negro Colored Woman, wants me to go there. It's in the Wine Cellar Podcast Friends group.
Yes.
Wine Cellar Podcast Friends group. Somebody agreed with the white supremacist narrative. That must be right. Somebody disagreed with the white supremacist narrative. Are they white? Yeah, but they disagreed. Therefore.
Therefore, they are wrong. Schrodinger's white people.
Yeah, and he's like, and it's like, see, that's why I know, like, that's somebody who just tuned in because
the title.
Yeah, basically, I put a clickable title, and it's like, this cat's never tuned in before. If you knew how much white-on-white crime we cover, like, Starbucks should be worried about white people, nigga.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which we'll get to.
You sure should be worried about white women with bottles.
That's
the real danger.
Yeah,
they don't
actually
fight. They don't argue.
They just run around hit niggas with bottles. If it'll let you get down to
continent to continent, most certainly.
Right, because didn't we have like two or three in one episode? Like, clearly this is becoming an epidemic.
Yeah, and you know, with the minimal amount of time there is to do show notes, you're really skimming stories.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to do them and you're just like,
it's
well,
Thursday.
Several of these have the exact same deal.
Right.
Oh, Tally Local said going live today 23 hours ago.
Yeah, I answered. I was like pretending I didn't miss that. But yeah, that was the thing. I would have thought they were the same story too, except they were showing pictures of the people. And I was like, wait, that's not the same person? This is a whole other story. What the hell? Oh, shit. There's more than one. So yeah, that's going on there.
All right, let me know when I'm there.
Let me see. It's down further.
it down further.
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 Yeah. Oh, where'd it go?
Did you subthread it? Well, let's see what you got. So. Yeah, what, a Georgia woman caught on camera assaulting a pregnant black soldier? That's a hell of a headline.
Yeah. What the hell did I mean?
Prominent lawyer in a fight for... Okay, you hit that one up. First lawsuit filed under new revenge porn law in New York City. 78 Democrats vote to weaken key Wall Street regulation. All right, they're pro-union and stuff.
They're pro-union. They're totally not like Republicans at all. Jesus Christ. All right.
Yep. Man who reportedly blew himself. Oh, God, that's so outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Three lionesses and eight cubs poisoned to death in Uganda National Park. I wonder who did it.
Actually, you might be surprised.
Oh, it was a colored folk?
Mm-hmm. It was locals because...
What were they poisoning for?
Basically, they're starting to have issues over land use and they don't like the lions being so close to them. So they're trying to poison them to get rid of them because that's their farmland, because that's all they have. So it's literally everybody's trying to fight to survive in the situation.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Lions are scary.
Lions are scary.
That's a fact-based reality.
Yes.
Yeah, so while you're there, just remind of folks, Brianna Monet, and I heard, and I, my brain clicked back some minutes ago. I said Brittany Monet, wrong. Brianna Monet in a book, Sapiosexual, that's the, physical copy that we have ordered via the Amazon.com.
Okay, I think I just put it in there. Sorry for the confusion, y'all.
Confusing metaphors.
It was a very confusing metaphor. Starbucks is a confusing metaphor. What does Starbucks even mean?
Starbucks?
Is it like celestial money? Like, what is happening?
No, that's coons that get famous. They're called Starbucks.
Oh, okay. So,
I tell you what.
All right. So that's what Charles Barkley's doing.
There you go. That's all a Starbucks.
Starbucks. All right.
There you have it. Don Lemon, Stephen A. Smith, Starbucks.
Does Don Lemon really count? I mean, does he get to qualify as...
a buck?
Yeah. Because, like, he does not have the same physical stature as a Shaquille O'Neal. Or a Cam Newton, Mr. All Lives Matter.
I'm Kevin Johnson.
Oh, my bad.
CEO of Starbucks.
Don Lemon is... like, very devastatingly, violently, aggressively light skin.
You just like to call light skin niggas aggressive.
It's funny. I just like saying it. All right, so this is Kevin Kev, CEO of Star Buzz, and he's going to say words about things about them, their necros that got arrestified. And, oh, fun fact, the guy that played Mike Hanlon on the original Stephen King's It, miniseries adapted to a film,
mm-hmm.
That cat was offered to be a part owner in Starbucks when the person, like, started it up.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, what? Coffee's not going to be big business. Get out of here. And turned it down.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, basically, a black man would have been half owner of Starbucks.
And this shit wouldn't have fucking happened.
Oh, yeah, it would have.
Nah.
Still white supremacy and capitalism. Nah. And microcosms within the macrocosm.
Microcosms.
Right? Yeah. Microcosms gonna do what they is gonna do.
Mm.
Hi, I'm Kevin Johnson, CEO of Starbucks. I want to follow up on the letter I published yesterday to all Starbucks customers and my Starbucks partners regarding the incident that occurred in the Philadelphia area store last Thursday. I want to begin by offering a personal apology to the two gentlemen who were arrested in our store. What happened and the way that incident escalated and the outcome was nothing but reprehensible.
That's the wrong R word, my man.
Yeah, right. He does not say racist anywhere. Not racism, not anti-blackness, not nowhere.
Shit.
I do think he says unconscious bias, though, so... They're taking this very seriously.
They got a problem with the UBs. The UB rays.
And I'm sorry. I want to apologize to the community in Philadelphia and to all my Starbucks partners.
Nick, I know what you mean when you say the community.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, vague ass. Fuck you, Kevin. God, Kevin.
This is not who we are.
Nigga.
We need to talk about Kevin. That's a movie.
Oh.
Ooh.
Kevin Mann. That's a rapper. You know him as Brother Lynch Hung.
Hmm.
And it's not who we're going to be.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. Nigga. Shut up. Shut up, Kevin.
We are going to learn from this, and we will be better for it.
No, you won't. And why is it so easy to pause on his shit? Like, this nigga reads the teleprompter well.
Yeah, exactly, because he has that the recorded cadence, or the practiced cadence.
Yeah, it's like it's easy to fucking to rip the poker face off a white man with no lips.
Hmm.
Like, right? Like, all every fuck, because your lies fall out easier. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Ask black women. Black men lie, but they hold lies back and they fucking dance them around because got full lips to hide them behind.
No, black men. Wow.
Wow.
All this thing about to say some shit.
I think when I was growing up, when I was a preteen and a teenager, watching like the older guys interact with the adult women, and I noticed always the sort of pause to give them time to think of a lie with a huh. You fucking heard her. You are indoors. She spoke in an indoor voice. She enunciated to perfectly my man. To my huh.
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 Wow.
Which, fun fact, across every single language studied on the planet, huh is the most common word across the most languages.
Hey, you know what number two is?
What?
Coca-Cola.
Fucking capitalism. God damn it.
Certainly, as I've been reviewing the situation, understanding that with 28,000 stores around the world, that in certain circumstances, local practices are implemented. In this...
So... microcosms of racism.
Uh-huh.
In certain circumstances,
microcosms of unconscious bias, William.
This nigga, he got a racist haircut.
These are implemented. In this particular case, the local practice of asking someone who is not a customer to leave the store. And unfortunately then followed by a call to the police. Now, certainly there are some situations
but
where
see,
the call...
But see, Peepo, he, like, saved himself on that one. Say it's a local practice while ignoring the fact that that's not, like, the practice sent down from headquarters.
Yeah.
He basically said, I don't know what the fuck they're doing. They did their own shit over there.
Yeah, like, fucking, like, there isn't a McDonald's where they just make medium rare burgers because that's what we do there.
Right.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. It's a local practice. No, nigga. That's just what they do ever since they got their hands on gunpowder.
Mm. Call to police is justified. Situations where there's violence or threats or disruption. In this case, none of that existed. These two gentlemen did not deserve what happened. And we are accountable. I am accountable.
Uh-huh.
Now,
you're a castle. Nigga, you're CEO, right?
Mm-hmm.
What, who's gonna spank you? Like, what, you gonna sit in the corner for 5 minutes? Like, what trouble are you in? Are you fucking grounded, fucking no video games and Pornhub for a month? Like, nigga, what the fuck is this? I'm accountable. What, are you gonna get, you gonna be suspended from work? Oh, you gonna make you fucking clean the toilets all next week? What is going to happen? What?
He's gonna be accountable.
They're going to make him listen to this podcast.
They fucking should.
All 600 whatever the fuck episodes.
It's good for him.
Oh, listen to who you sound like.
What? I sound like me, nigga. What?
All right. All right. Let's go back and play some old episodes when you were first a guest.
Huh?
Yay. That's the first thing she said on this podcast. The first
it
thing.
It is. I did say yay.
Yay. And I didn't know what to do. Like, if you go back and find that archive, you can hear me pause, and I'm like, all right. That might be why I do the all right, because I didn't know what to do with this Negro woman that came on my show talking about yay. That sounds nothing like the post I read.
Yeah. Didn't you say that? Like, the first time you talked to me, you were like, huh, your voice does not sound like what I thought it was going to sound like.
Yeah, you have a writing voice. And, yeah, and, like, your writing voice is kind of country. But then again, you're in the Midwest, where they're kind of country.
Kind of.
Now, going through this, I'm going to do everything I can to ensure it is fixed and never happens again.
Everything he can. Like, he's gonna go down there himself.
He is down there.
Oh, he is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
He's even changing little Mexican baby diapers and everything, ain't he?
He's your abuelito.
He fucking is. Old white men with hella money, they must get their shit like their some of their wrinkles electrolyzed away or some shit like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, nigga, your face isn't supposed to look like that.
Worth it, that?
Like Donald Trump's face. Like I know how old you are. Like, stop zapping away wrinkles. You look fucking weird, man. Like, the more you look like this sort of, like, potato head man dipped in salsa. Like, you're fucked up, yo. Your shit looks weird.
That is changes to the policy and the practice. Additional store manager training, including training around unconscious bias.
Whoa.
And we will address it.
Training around, so we're not going to end racism. We're just going to teach them how to fucking just, you know, talk about it. Do it in your hiring practices. Don't go calling the cops on niggas when everyone has video phones and Facebook Live.
I'm not going to lie. The thing that irritates me the most about that, we're just going to train people about unconscious bias more, and that's going to be the thing.
My bad. Uh-huh. But look, rewind it, because you said train about. Nah, what he said was way more sinister than train about.
Check around?
It. To work a lot.
Is your training, including training around unconscious bias?
Training around unconscious bias. Not cut through it and try to get rid of it. And just work around it. Sorry, this is the one time that the white man's not going to take a shortcut. We will go around unconscious bias.
We'll go around that. But it's like, what the fuck is a couple, you know, training sessions going to do? Because, and this is the thing that, like, people refuse to acknowledge, especially when you talk about, like, you know, like, police brutality, or when you talk about the school-to-prison pipeline and the way teachers criminalize students, it's like, if somebody is bigoted in some way, whether it's like fucking homophobia or misogyny or anti-blackness, generic racism, whatever it is, that's who they are as a person. You don't like clock out of racism because you clocked in for a shift. Like, you're still fucking racist. You're still fucking sexist. Like, and that's the thing people refuse to fucking acknowledge. Like, but we have a training program. Okay, well, if you're a fucking creepy rapist predator, you're still going to sexually harass women in your workplace.
Yeah.
Because that's who you are as a person.
You don't clock out of racism because you clocked into a shift. And that's Phoenix Cleaver's coverage of getting a, what would I call it, a cup of Jim Crow at Starbucks.
Yes.
All right, let's take a look here. Oh, that would be that's the one. Let's start a comedic GoFundMe for people to pay for us to find out what's the best recipe for a cup of Jim Crow so we can sell it to Starbucks.
You know what? Actually,
come on, y'all want a cup of that Jim?
We should maybe do that.
It ain't got no cream in it.
No.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's just going to be straight black coffee. that's the whole recipe.
And we will address this. Now, there's been some calls
mm-hmm.
for us to take action on the store manager.
Okay.
I believe that blame is misplaced. In fact, I think the focus of fixing this, I own it. This is a management issue, and I am
right.
accountable.
Racism is a management issue? Okay. Okay, let's go with that and see where it takes us.
Racism is a management issue because managers are racist.
Didn't clock out because you clocked in.
The policy and the practice and the training that led to this outcome. Now, today I've been on the phone with the mayor,
yeah,
the police commissioner,
yeah,
and other leaders in the community.
Leaders? Who the fuck they leading? They leading?
Huh?
Shit,
he probably some white evangelical pastor where this manager works and tell you that this manager is actually a very good-hearted person and has never done a racist thing in their life and loves everybody even if they're blue, green, or purple and does not have a racist bone in their body.
I don't even think fucking leaders exist anymore. On the real to real, there are no fucking leaders. There's just people who are temporarily famous.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, who's that? Like, who is like a massive, massive fuck stack of people, like universally behind, and that person is actually like fucking leading them toward a specific goal. Specific goal. Right.
What, are you saying black liberation is not a specific goal?
If I say black liberation, do I mean the same thing that Gusty Renegade says? And does Gusty Renegade mean the same thing that Sheriff Joe Clark says? Does Sheriff Joe Clark?
David Clark.
Well, I said Joe. I'm thinking about that fella down in Arizona.
Arpaio.
Yeah, I'm mixing up my white supremacists. Who? Joe, Dave. Yeah, right. Like. Yeah, like, none of us mean the same thing. Like, even, like, cats that are, like, that one would consider to be, like, on the same side.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I'm not going to mean the same thing that Elon James White is going to mean. Or then, like, guys that are, like, let's take two fairly conservative guys, mm-hmm. you know? And I don't mean conservative, like, you know, partisan politics. But, like, Gus T. Renegade and Tariq Nasheed
mm-hmm.
are not going to mean the same thing.
Right.
Yeah. All right. 12 seconds left.
I'm looking forward to spending the next 2 days meeting and visiting with them personally. And you have my commitment. We will address this, and we will be a better company for it. Thank you.
You want to let Jamal out the room? We have a cat meowing to get out the room.
Yeah, I'll let him out. Now... In here, he said that the blame was misplaced to blame just the manager. And yet, they put up a story saying the manager was no longer at the store. But I talked to a few people who actually work at Starbucks in the Philadelphia area. And it seems that Starbucks is trying to bamboozle us.
What?
They said that person no longer works at the store, implying they got fired from the company.
Well, yeah.
But they just got transferred to a different store.
Yeah, they got fired. You got to remember, like, that was a microcosm. They just got fired from that microcosm and just rehired to a different one. So they did get fired from that company, that specific mm-hmm. Starbucks. You see, they basically they got fired from T'Challa Starbucks. And
really?
What? And then got hired to Don Lemon Starbucks. That's what actually happened. All right? If you remember the new definition of Starbucks.
Speaking of...
Miss Ma'am, you got stories while I share these links with the folks in the chat room?
Oh, I was just going to tell you. I shared an article on my Facebook page, and I think I tagged you in it, and it's the actor who played T'Challa saying that T'Challa's actually kind of the villain because Killmonger was kind of right. It hasn't gotten a lot of traction.
Yeah. I had to comment Ricky L. Hines of the Americans United Again program. He said something about what are all you folks that say Killmonger was right? What you gonna do when like he makes his next move and it's some wild shit? Or what do you think he's gonna do after he gets all those weapons? And I just said, whatever the writing staff puts in the script. Because it's fiction. It's not real. It will never be real. There's no such thing as the blue uranium or whatever the fuck they had.
Vibranium.
Yeah.
You just want everything to be blue, nigga.
Make America crip again.
Mm. So let's see. 78 Democrats vote to weaken a key Wall Street regulation. Today, the House voted to approve the Volt. Jesus, who names these goddamn bills?
What?
The Volcker Rule Regulation Harmonization Act.
Volcker Bill Regulation Harmonization?
Act.
Act. Why?
V-R-R-H-A.
What
All right.
the fuck does it do? Does it regulate Bone Thugs and Harmony songs? Like, what?
No. The bill would weaken the Volcker Rule, which prohibits banks from making speculative investments with regular people's money by exempting banks with less than $10 billion in assets. Uh-huh. And 78 Democrats voted for it. Senate Democrats joined Republicans to co-sponsor a bill to raise the threshold for extra regulatory scrutiny for banks from $50 billion to $250 billion, which would have left fewer than 10 banks in the U.S. subject to such scrutiny. That bill included provisions similar to today's bill, exempting banks with under $10 billion in assets from the Volcker Rule. The bill would also turn over regulatory authority on the Volcker Rule to the Federal Reserve instead of the FDIC. Remember the FDIC, the people who guarantee your money in the bank? Yeah, they just lost some of their oversight to guarantee your money in the bank.
Ooh, do we need to invest in a safe?
We could just maybe go somewhere that doesn't have the FDIC rate monitor their shit, like credit unions and stuff.
Credit unions, they're local, right?
Yeah.
Let's go to one.
Yeah. So, which would make it easier for the Trump administration to weaken the rule. Paul Volcker, the law's namesake, criticized the provision in the Senate bill exempting smaller banks, saying plausibly small loopholes can be gamed and exploited with unfortunate consequences. The chair of the FDIC also told the Wall Street Journal that exempting banks, smaller banks, would open a door to risky behavior. You know the shit that led us into a recession a few years ago? Yeah.
Oh, when everybody heard that some necro was going to run to be president and, yes. and take our country away from us, yeah, that'll depress the hell out of some folks, mm. And they'll recess themselves away from the mm-hmm. economy. That's what happened, right?
That's exactly how it went down. Lobbying disclosures show that banks like Citigroup and Bank of America, along with the American Bankers Association, have been lobbying the House and Senate on the Volcker Rule in the last year. I guess we should probably see who got paid for signing this legislation. And are their funds as unsafe as ours? Among Democrats...
Oh, shit. Is it Cory Booker? Is it the Bookman?
No. At least not mentioned here. Among the Democrats who voted to weaken the bill, or to weaken the rule, Debbie Wasserman Schultz... possible presidential candidate Seth Moulton, Beto O'Rourke, who's running for Senate against Ted Cruz, and Kristen Sinema, who received more than $1 million from donors in the financial sector during the 2016 cycle. Okay, here they have the whole list. Let's see if, what state is Booker from?
I think he's in New Jersey.
Oh, these are, oh, wait, how the fuck are these? Oh, organized. No Booker.
Oh, he voted against it?
He voted against it.
Hey, oh, that nigga trying to get his points up, nigga. Nigga, he fucked up when he voted against that bill to get cheaper drugs in from Canada.
Our guy voted for it, Bill Foster. Fuck you, Bill.
Bill, ain't that nigga flamed up? He from out here, right?
Yeah, he's from out here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my bad, folks. Some of you may not know the vernacular. flamed up is all red. And this is an all red district, so I used it as a double entendre.
Double entendre. Mike Quigley, he's a Dem.
Wait, is that a Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm starting to learn the names. I'm working on it, man.
And Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
And that's, I forgot. Is that 17th district in Florida? Oh, does
oh,
it
Wasserman,
say?
23rd.
I was six districts off, folks. But remember, the wine cellar, I used to talk about this shit tough. Like, I used to fucking have this shit off the top of my head. And then it just, when it was, like, the Hillary Bernie shit was annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Bernie was out, it was just like, oh, fuck, really?
Yes.
So I can have shit or diarrhea? Ah, this is no good.
Yes.
and then I got the diarrhea. And I runs away from it.
Yes.
And this show just, well, this show really lost the edge and narrative and talk and conversation and analysis because it just, fuck politics right now.
Also, I like who wrote this? I think their name is Libby. Libby Watson closed out the final paragraph with a little bit of flair, if you will.
Well, Ric Flair.
It's not exactly a surprise to see so many Democrats vote to weaken financial regulation, given the party's close relationship with Wall Street. But it doesn't have to be this way. Every time a significant number of Democrats cast a vote like this, they chip away at the party's opportunity to run on what would be an insanely popular platform. Fuck Wall Street.
And hell, Obama pretended to run on it.
Yeah.
Right? He was like, the Main Street. We got to get back to Main Street. And we got some LGBT folks out in those red states. And we got some God-fearing patriot folks out in them blue states.
Mm-hmm.
It's not red states or blue states. It's the United States of America. Wasn't that his speech in 2004 at the fucking thing?
Probably.
And then Deborah Messing portrayed the character Grace Adler and Will and Grace and said, "Barockin' my world."
And then got Karen the okay to get that MAGA cake done.
Oh, and that's in that season where they sort of, is it called Revamped?
Yes, the new season, current season.
Yeah, where they revamped it, where apparently they watch the news and then write the episodes, and that's why they're not consistently every week.
Mm-hmm.
Because they really, like, it's turning to kind of Saturday Night Live-y.
Yeah.
And I say that based on being a person who sees the clips that you niggas post in socialized media, after the fact, because I've never watched an episode of Saturday Night Live in my life, and I never will.
Mm.
I just don't want to. Yeah, like, there isn't, like, I fucking hate them or anything. It's just, it's totally just an I don't feel like it thing. Where's this tangent going, and where did it come from?
Who knows where it came from?
Oh, that's no good. We're supposed to be the host of this show.
We are. okay, so I have a few stories left. I have 3 sad stories that we can go through real quick.
Those are the only ones that really matter.
And then I have 2 funny stories, arguably 3 funny stories. And then I don't know if you have anything.
Just a reminder, you know, fucking, like, if there's folks out there that have just been with the Wine Cellar for, you know, from a long time ago, you probably remember, like, I would talk about, like, gay rights, trans rights, and it's just kind of like a normal thing just to bring up and be like, hey man, this fucking country implemented this law against these folks and that ain't right. They're just people trying to live. And and then that just kind of turned into trans woman murder, stabbed, set on fire, shot down, jumped, beat to death, fucking sexually assaulted, then chased, then sexually assaulted, then stabbed, then chased, then stabbed to death when caught. Just story after story, like that's what it is now. And then, you know, talking about, make sure it's about sex workers' rights, articles about sex workers' rights, discussions, old school panel episode, talking about sex workers' rights and experiences, and with Sester Foster. It's just going to be murder after murder after dismembering after stab after chase after shoot after, you know, any way that they can murder them. And it's going to be okay with everybody, including the I'm With Her crowd. They're definitely on board with it.
Well, yeah, they supported the legislation.
Yeah. Thanks, Kamala Harris.
Thanks, Kamala. Which, actually, now that you said that, that was the next story.
Oh.
Of cops identified dismembered body found in Brooklyn Park. A young woman whose severed body parts were discovered this week in a Brooklyn park lived less than a mile from the space and was described by a longtime family friend as a good person. I like that they have to preempt that she was a good person. Police Wednesday found the remains of a 26-year-old Brandy Odom, black woman. She didn't deserve that. She was young and vibrant, said a family friend. She would walk a mile for you. They said Odom's nickname was Chocolate, adding that she had wanted to get her own place and start a family. She was working hard, trying to get her life together. Odom had just started working at a local UPS store, recently obtained her GED, and was living with her family on East 102nd Street. But
you know, my bad, man. Mm-hmm. That shit they're putting in there, man, that's like
respectability politics.
Yeah, where it's like you're trying to make me appeal to her because it's like she was trying to be a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, how come we can't give a shit about her if she's just a sex worker trying to live? Why can't she just be a person? It's like, no, she has to, look, she's never ignorant getting goals accomplished. Like, go fuck yourself.
Mm-hmm. The friend who was speaking to the New York Post about this said that she'd known Odom for more than a decade, and Odom would often stay at her house because she was having family problems. A 52-year-old woman walking her dog made the discovery and called 911. The body of Odom is believed to have been discarded only a short time before it was discovered, according to sources. It's not immediately known who was responsible. The medical examiner will determine cause of death. Odom's family said they last spoke to her about a week ago and hadn't seen Odom for a few months. I have no idea who'd want to hurt her. About a year ago, she started talking to a guy from Chicago. I don't know what happened, but maybe it was someone she dated. Sources say she had a prior arrest on her record for prostitution in 2012. That was the last line of the story, was a prostitution. After all this, trying to get her life together and has a job and has a GED and would walk a mile for you and a really, really, really great person. Oh, also was a sex worker. Like, yeah, I hate that speaking that shit.
They said prostitution, though.
Well, because that was the official charge. It was an arrest record for prostitution.
Yeah, I would put it in quotation marks so that you can smell the snark.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you will smell what the snark is cooking.
So, yeah, so that's Sesta Fosta, which is also pissing me off as I see this story going around a lot of black groups, and I see people refusing to talk about the sex work part. Because they're like, you know, misogynoir is killing us. And it's like, so is sex work stigma. So maybe we should talk about them together, particularly when the person who was killed was a black woman and a sex worker. Huh?
Some intersections don't matter.
Not all intersections matter.
Ooh,
yes.
All right.
Man. All right. A Michigan man who had been released from jail on a $100,000 bond awaiting trial of raping a 16-year-old girl has been rearrested, authorities said Wednesday. The teenager, Mujay Dumbaya, a high school student from Grand Rapids, Michigan, was set to testify at the trial of Quinn Anthony James, who was in his 40s, but she disappeared and was found dead 50 miles from her home. James has now also been charged with premeditated first-degree murder, kidnapping, and conspiracy. That's what's going on. Like, and that's, you know, you're like, why don't rape victims come forward? Because sometimes that happens when you come forward. Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. All right, I think that's
enough wine cellar for him.
Unless you have something funny, do you want to laugh at the would-be bomb maker?
Oh shit! Yeah, let's do that and kill it off. Yeah, because I've got to remember to download these Facebook Live videos and upload them to YouTube and kind of, because I get a couple notifications every day now of people subscribing to the YouTube channel.
Mm.
So fucking let's do it. Let's spread the seller.
Okay. Socialize the seller.
Yeah, that's shit. That's what we've been doing.
All right, so
we ever do Patreon only posts?
Like, we really don't, and nobody ever asks for them either.
No, it's like people really support just to support, really. Like,
yeah.
Like, no one really has an angle about it. Like, folks that support the wine cellar, they just because they fucking dig it. And it's like, yo, I'm fucking glad you dig it.
Which is also kind of funny to me because we were doing the After Dark and nobody would ever say anything about them. So I'm like, I don't even think people are listening.
Yep.
So I'm like, all right, well, okay. We'll just do regular wine cellar then. All right, so a man who reportedly blew himself up making massive bomb found with white supremacist literature.
Oh.
Hey. Wisconsin authorities believe a man who died in an explosion in his kitchen last month was attempting to make what is commonly referred to as a Mother of Satan bomb. Who names these fucking things? Mother of all bombs? Mother of Satan bomb?
Somebody that's fucking pro-life. I mean, you gotta think about what...
Go ahead.
Pro-life means you're pro-mother. And means you're pro-mother to the point of where you even support Satan's mother for having that baby and not aborting. Because Satan's still alive. Satan can still turn it around and be something.
Which is weird, because if you believe the Bible, Satan doesn't have a mother.
That's wrong.
Hmm.
Did you read it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you see all the bullshit. Like, just listen to your pastor tell you his favorite parts. That's how you get the truth about the Bible.
The real truth is in cherry picking.
There you have it. The real truth is in cherry picking.
Yes.
And what you said, you don't clock out of racism because you clocked into work.
Yeah. All right. So this is the same type of bomb that has been used in a number of terror attacks across Europe. By the way, some of those attacks were committed by members of ISIS. So he's using ISIS bombs. Weird. Now
you're saying it, because that's the thing. Like, if you look at it right, mm-hmm. like the white man is really blown up in times. You know, like how rappers say I'm a blow up.
Uh-huh.
So basically, like, if you are a white man, you are part of what has blown up. So eyes is bombs. Bam.
Wow.
That's how it goes.
Now, newly opened search records indicate the man's apartment was filled with white supremacist literature. 28-year-old Benjamin Morrow was found dead in his Beaver Dam, Wisconsin apartment March 5th after an explosion buried him under a layer of building materials in his kitchen. In the refrigerator, investigators discovered more than a dozen jars with what they described as finished TATP material that explosive experts deem so highly volatile they were forced to raise the entire building rather than risk a second explosion by moving the jars. I do believe I read it was a 16-unit apartment building. They burned the whole building down in a controlled fire because they couldn't get all the shit out.
So people just had to move their stuff out?
They didn't even get to move their stuff out. They were evacuated and their shit was burned. Everything was burned. It was literally like, get out with your coat and take your pets and get your kids and get the fuck out. And then they just burned all that shit down.
Okay, so when we move, and we're most likely going to end up in a duplex.
Yeah.
Part of, they can have their screening process. We have a screening process too. Are our neighbors white, and did they breed boys? Like, if our neighbors are white and they have carbon copied white men out of themselves, we're not moving there.
Yes. Perhaps equally alarming, however, was the discovery of racist screeds indicating Morrow may have been affiliated with white supremacists. Within his bedroom, literature has been found concerning white supremacy groups, said crime investigator Keith Heimerl. Search warrants relating to Morrow's death had initially been sealed, but were finally made public last week. Still, in spite of both the explosives and the abundance of racist literature, local police seem reluctant to cast Morrow as a white supremacist. It does cause me some concern, Beaver Dam Police Lieutenant Terrence Gebhardt. It's very German. It's very, very German.
No, maybe his last name used to be Geb Stein.
Was it called Stein? Fucking scene. So it does cause me some concern, says Gebhardt. But I just want to make it very clear, just because Mr. Morrow was in the possession of this material does not categorize in any particular light. He could have been an individual that was doing research.
Research.
Imagine being so white that they had to blow up your entire apartment building because of your bomb-making materials, and it was filled with white supremacist literature, and them niggas still won't call you a white supremacist.
Maybe he was studying white supremacists as an SJW and he was going to blow them up. Like, they said it was research, right?
Yeah, research.
White man said it was, therefore it is.
Also, he has an interesting looking face.
FallonMatthew, FallonKitty.com. Can you link your books and Amazon in the chat space? I am searching and I am failing. Can you lace us up? Niggas need books like books need niggas. Come on.
So according to his obituary, he accepted Jesus as his personal savior at the age of 4 and a half, was baptized. He then graduated from the Morrow Home School.
Oh, man.
Wasn't the last fucking one with the bomb maker a fucking homeschool kid, too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And has a bachelor's degree in pre-pharmacy, blah, 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 blah. He was an avid reader, enjoying history books especially. No fucking shit! What was his favorite period of history?
It's not that homeschooling is bad, it's that white people homeschooling is bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can say that about a lot of things.
Shit. Mm-hmm. He was an excellent student with a thirst for knowledge and had a good rapport with everyone around him. He was a hard worker.
What? He was a hard worker.
Yeah, hard at work building bombs.
Yeah. What does the white man do best?
Kill things.
All right. So he was really just joining the mold. Like, be proud of the young man.
Mm.
I tell you what. All right. Trans rights, sex workers' rights, trans murdered, sex workers murdered. A lot. Mm-hmm. We'll be covering it.
Yeah. And we really need to double down on Wincesta Fosta, like that. It is the Gary Ridgway bill.
Yeah, it's the Gary Ridgway bill. Yeah, because I mean, it's not a cheap political shot, but you know, it would be fucking redundant and kind of tacky to be like it's the Kamala Harris bill.
Yeah,
nah, it's the Gary Ridgway bill. Kamala Harris ain't putting in the work. I know niggas like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the Gary Ridgway bill to the core.
Yes.
PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. I tell you what. Oh, and thanks to the Wine Cellar Media Fund, which is more than $15. We paid the website bill because they just shut it the fuck off. They don't fucking tell you, hey, like while you're making a post or something, as you pointed out, they could have done. Like, hey, we're about to shut your website the fuck off because it's time for you to pay $15.
Upside. It's back up. Hey.
All right. WineCellarMedia.com. Website back up. So if you went to the WineCellarMedia.com on Monday, April 16th, 2018, and you were like, what happened to the website? Well, they needed their $15, and we pulled it out the Wine Cellar Media Fund, which is the way it's supposed to go, and got that gosh darn thing. All right?
Yeah.
That's a fun deal. So PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Go to that Patreon. Go ahead and throw a couple coins at a feller. I tell you what. What? I need them coins now. It's, a couple nickels and stuff. Paper clips, whatever's in your pocket.
Paper clips.
Paper clips.
What the fuck are we going to do with paper clips?
Clip the paper. Paper, toilet paper, tissues.
It's not gay, it's just paper clipping.
That's all. It ain't gay, it's just paper clipping. That's all.
Y'all have a good night.
Yeah, man. What?
What?
It ain't gay, it's just good nighting. That's all. We're just trying to turn off the lights on each other, man. That's all. What? You want to call every dat-gum thing gay. It ain't gay, it's just Snoop Dogging. That's all. It's just Snoop Dogging. Good, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't nothing but a G-spot thing. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Sipping on men and juice. Getting laid back. With my mind on my homies and my homies on my mind.
Really?
What?
Go to bed, nigger.
It ain't gay. It's just gin juicing, man. Or it ain't gay. It's just doggy style. Well, women say all men dogs. We just figured we'd try it out. Dog seems all right. That's all, man. I mean, and what do? You give a dog a bone.
This is why we can't have nice things.
And then, I mean, you want us to be socialists, so we give each other bones. It's a very good bonding experience.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It ain't gay, it's just dog boning. These are fun. You just kind of make them up and then you riff until you come up with another one, you know?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, there you go. All right, there's your wine cellar. Have a good one, feller, and have a gay one. But it ain't gay, it's just gay. Yes, I want to end this live video.
It's just gay. What the fuck?
Look, that's the thing. Everybody want to talk about it's gay when it's really just gay. And it's like, y'all is homo estaticable.
Homo what?
You're just a little too excited.
Nigga.
Just calm it on down. All right, there you go. There's a Facebook Live audio has ended. Podcast audio is ending. I don't know why you listen to this. You're weird. I'm wow. not weird.
Why you always got to insult the fan base?
Because they listen to this.
Because this is fucking funny.
And there's some out there, they look forward to it. They're like, he's going to talk about gay stuff. I'm gonna play. Yeah, I like it. He's going to do his things. When's he going to do the fucking redneck Hitler rap again?
We need to bring back that Becky Lives Matter one. I like that one.
Which, oh, the one with the Vanilla Ice beat.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, that one was fun.
You got to fucking remind. Put it in the show notes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. You want something done, you put it in the show notes. All right?
It's a very sound approach.
That's right. It ain't gay. It's just show noting. All right. Look. You want a little ink out my pen. That's all. So I just wrote him a couple notes.
What the hell?
That's all, man.
Mm-hmm.
On the papers. Mm-hmm. Do that. It ain't gay. It's just paper planing. All right. Let's get on the hell on out of here. Have a good one, fucker.